Hello, it's Lee here. This is Dirty Boxes. Light, episode 3. I'm currently standing outside. It's 10 to 3 in the morning, having a cigarette. Can't sleep at all. But I don't want to wake anybody else up, and I'm in an area where no one else can hear me. Outside in the garden, so I shouldn't disturb anybody. But I thought I'd just do my top 5 things I've learned in the last 26 hours, I think. And then I'm going to go to bed. Or at least try to go back to bed. But the first thing, I suppose, is on my last podcast, mini podcast, I promised that I'll do an episode for Sarah and Dave to about the tourist information of Oman, because they were stuck out there because of the volcanic ash. And then as soon, like about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours after I posted that podcast, they came stumbling through the front door. So yeah, don't promise something, especially when they could ruin it, because it was no point me doing the podcast on that. So oh well. Number 2 on my top 5 things I learned this week, or this last 26 hours, is that science says things, and they turn out to be wrong, like the volcanic ash. Especially when, in the last couple of years, or many years, it was kind of the written rule internationally that you do not fly into volcanic ash, no matter what. And then all of a sudden, it turns out that, oh, actually, everyone's got it wrong. We can fly in there, not a problem. It kind of begs the question, how many other scientific gospel truths, as it were, turn out to be maybe slightly wrong? It's interesting to note as well that this came up because I jokingly said today, oh, if scientists can be wrong because of this, perhaps they're wrong because with climate change and global warming. And the amount of abuse I got from everybody about that, saying the science is in, it can't be wrong, blah blah blah, it's unreal. So you can take it as it is, but I just thought it was quite interesting. I was also re-watching today Question Time, yes, because I missed it because of the debates yesterday, and then I went out afterwards with my friends down to the local pub, which was quite exciting, but a little bit weird, and I'll probably discuss that at a later date. But I found it interesting that part of Question Time, Labour, kept saying, and they kept promising, that they would have a referendum concerning the way the new changes to the parliamentary way we can vote for people, and, you know, make every vote count instead of the percentage system they have at the moment, or that kind of thing. Which is kind of weird, that, you know, I think it's kind of pot kettle black, especially when they promised a referendum on, like, I don't know, Europe. And we never had it, especially when they voted, especially as they promised it, how many, 3 times, 4 times, in several general elections, and it never materialised. I also find, number 4, it's interesting that I learnt this in the last 26 hours, that when you turn on water and the sink fills, we had a mini flood in the kitchen, and it was my fault. And also, number 5, last night I was, I felt really dirty, so I decided, and not in a good way, decided that I would go and have a shower before I went out, and I found myself with the last emergency pair of boxers in my drawer, because I couldn't be bothered to do any washing in the last week. And yes, no matter how desperate you are, never wear the emergency boxers, because they always turn out to be tight and disgusting. And chafage did happen. So good night, take care, and they're the 5 things I learned in the last 24, 26 hours.